Pnimius and the Daphium Gemara Brachos, Daph Nun Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis is in a discussion about the Lashonos in terms of Havdalah. Right in the Bracha of Borei Morei Ha'esh. And there's a machlokes between Bishama and Bishilo. And kind of everyone gets involved in it. You know, what does Borei mean? And the Gemara says that Amar Yosef, Bebara Ubore Kuli Amalo Pligi Debara Mashma. Whether you say bara, whether you say borei, everyone kind of agrees that it means created. Ki pligi, so where is the nekuda of machlokes between Bisham and Bisel? Bimeore u meore. Sorry, bimeor u meore. Between the words meor and meore. Meaning, do you say that it's the light of the fire or the lights of the fire? To Bisham, Savri, Chada, Nahira, Ikabinura, Bisham holds there is one light in a candle. Vesel Savri Tuvenahari Ikabinura. Vesel holds there are many lights in a candle. And Rashi points out, right, there's a green light, a red light, a white light. And in Kabbalah, there's actually a few different ways to divide up. There's this divide up, which is three, which are, can I get the Nefesh Ruach Neshama? Sometimes there's other colors associated also, and it's divided in five. Sometimes it's divided in four. There's different opinions in the Zohar and in the Kavanos of looking at a candle. There's a lot of Kavanos of looking at a candle in Api Kabbalah. So I just wanted to kind of point out a question that the Ben Yehuda asked and suggest an answer. Very briefly, the Ben Yehuda points out, he says, how could Bisham and Bisel have a machlokas and Tzius? Meaning, if you're saying, how do we hold by a certain thing, okay, you could have a machlokas. But a machlokas and Tzius, does Bisham and Bisel, are they able, are they allowed to have a machlokas whether a light contains, you know, multitudes, whether a light contains many lights or a light just contains the singular light itself, how could it possibly have that machlokas? So I thought perhaps you could answer based off a famous yesod, which hopefully will develop a different time, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai's opinions could be scratched down at their core to be paskening, you know, kind of lasid lava. That lasid lava we're going to hold like Beis Shammai, but in the current state of reality, that we're going to hold like Beis Hillel. In the current place where we are now, Halacha is like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel is passing for the here and now. The way this chiluk is presented in Kabbalah is sometimes that, right, Hillel and Beis Hillel represent Chesed and Shammai represents Gevura. So right now we're in a reality where we need to pass from Chesed and Lasid Lavo, when Mashiach is revealed, we're going to recognize kind of the advantage that Gevura has, that, you know, everything Min HaDin was always good and all, you know, mattered and was important, and that the koach of the dinim is also a good koach, and ultimately that's what we're going to do, that we're going to, you know, go back to that world. And this is part of a longer discussion, but just taking that idea, which has, you know, gained a Kabbalistic idea, which has gained some popularity, also fits into a lot of, you know, Polish sugyas comparing different shitas of Bisham and Beis Hillel. So if Bisham is Pesach is for Sublavo, and Beis Hillel is Pesach is for now, maybe we can better understand what's going on with this candle. Because Beis Hillel is passing for the here and now. So he says, you look at a candle and there's ma'ore. There's many different lights. There's the green light, there's the white light, the red light. If you look at it closely, you can see different colors, you know, depending on which oils you use and, you know, how still the light is and how much it's dancing. You can see these things and you can notice these things. And we know that a ner, right, ner Hashem nishma sada, that the ner represents the neshama. So he'll say, look, you know, you look at people. People have different aspects of their neshama, different strengths. You know, for some people, the red burns brighter. And for some people, the white part of the fire burns brighter. And everyone has their own different midos, their own different chelak of their neshama, of their nefesh, ruach, and neshama, that are serving Hashem with their own kochos and their own abilities. But Beis Shammai wasn't looking at the here now. Beis Shammai was looking at Lasid Lavo. Lasid Lavo, we're going to hit that final tikkun. We're going to be in a place where we're going to be able to look at a light and say, in a very real way, say, wow, this is a neshama. That it's all going to be one. That you're not going to start to be mechalik between a person and this person's koch and that person's koch. You're just going to, you know, pass in tzad din. You're going to look at the whole thing. And you're going to say, wow, that everything was always perfect. So the difference in machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not really machlokas mitzias. It's a machlokas. They both agree. Beis Hillel holds that ultimately the many lights, you know, of a light comprise one big light. And Beis Shammai just says, why would you ever look at the details if you could look at the big picture as we will Lasid Lavo? So that's why they have a machlokas on whether it's me'oreh or me'oreh.